This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back for the second hour. Ralph Crummett, Windroad the Second, live out of Alaska with the Ralph Windroad Show. And it's just amazing what's going on out there. We have been conned. We have been lied to by the old good old Lucifer or devil or Satan, whatever the heck he's called down here. It's unbelievable. We're going to get into more here. Patrick in Oregon, got a question or comment on what we're talking about today?
I do have a question, Ralph, and thank you for taking my call. Boy, today is a definite mind bender. You were talking about this commercial citizenship, and so I was wondering, this came to mind, when is this the reason we don't really truly own our property? Because yep. if we're a commercial citizen, doesn't that make our property a commercial location, for lack of a better term, and therefore they can tax us for our, and not, you know, we don't truly own right. our properties.
Yeah, it goes into also, see, the fact is there's a statutory employer that's under the Social Security Act. They've got that constitutionally under the excise tax of the Constitution. So the employer is operating under the excise tax. And it says, by the way, if you want to be an employee, it is a privilege to work for an employer. Okay? And then the money that you think is going for your retirement, ha ha, is actually a federal income tax. Mm-hmm. That's in their legislative history. So then the bottom line is, to make this con work, they passed the 1939 Public Salary Act, because the states couldn't tax the feds. Fed couldn't tax the states. Well, so we'll just get around and make an agreement. As long as there is everybody tax everybody equally, which the Supreme Court just caught the state of Virginia Supreme Court about a month ago, they were giving benefits or tax write-off to a law enforcement of the state and not to the law enforcement of the feds. And they said, well, you know, there can't be any discrimination. Well, see, that's a weak point. They cannot discriminate if I put in that I am a citizen of Alaska into the public record as self-authenticating if I use 8 United States Code 110122B, and if I go down and I try to vote for the Republic as a citizen of the United States, which I've done. I even have a, quote, driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. I've changed that too. I wanted them to take me on, but they wouldn't. Now we have a discrimination issue. That's one. They can't stand against discrimination. They can do all this nonsense as long as nobody complains. It's like they own all the automobiles. And I went down to Wasilla, and I got this attorney. In fact, I have signed those things because I bought a lot of new vehicles when I had my business and a new Corvette and stuff. I never read that nonsense. Where do I sign? I've got a whole stack of papers, and I signed over all right, title, and interest to the state. And they didn't tell me there was another document there called the Manufacturer Statement of Origin that they hand carry over to DMV. They don't even mail it because that's property.
Hmm.
They don't tell me that. Then they issue me a certificate of title that says there may be security interest not shown. No kidding. I'm going to get to that yet. But a citizen of the United States has no constitutional rights, has nothing.
That's right. Let me ask you one follow-up
sure.
on my first thing there. So if I am a citizen of Oregon and I buy a piece of property as a citizen of Oregon, does that I can see you probably see where I'm going.
Well, you got to go look at Oregon. I don't know the Oregon laws. In Alaska, we're a communist state.
Yes.
That's why we have the permanent fund, because everything is owned by the state behind the scenes, and they give us money back, supposedly, if you're a good citizen of the United States. I don't know, but I can tell you how you can do it, and I'm going to be doing that. I've got Gladden's case in Dillingham where they sold the property, and he had done a fee simple absolute. He had tied it to the land patent, first of all, to the Homestead Act and the land patent, which is when you get it to land patent, you get everything that goes with it. And then the question is, how did I lose the absolute title, which is also known as allodial title? Where did it go away? Now, I have done this foreclosure nonsense with the state, with the borough, because I operate on social slavery and I can't afford to pay the property taxes. I finally got, they overassessed me $500,000 on the main house, and they just were going to take it for $27,000. Somebody give me the money, which I got. They got an interest, so I got to pay them back here. But what they do is they get around and they put your property up for foreclosure. Well, let me tell you, first of all, I put it in the newspaper. I tied to the land patent and to the Homestead Act, and I published it 4 times in a public thing, and then I took that thing that was public and put it into the public record. Now I have allodial, i.e. fee simple absolute, fee simple absolute, or allodial title. I have the possession, right of property. I have it all. But now, am I going to prove that? I got to go prove it, because when they took this stuff, this land, and then paid to get it back, the courts are all kangaroo, of course, easily proven. They're all bar courts. I can prove all that. But what they did is, we are going to do a quitclaim. All interest, if any. The borough does. All interest, if any.
Mm.
Wait a minute. Whoa, what happened to all right, title, and interest? Because they don't got nothing. It's a con. And then they have 2 different seals on the damn thing. But you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's a con unbelievably. So that is the way to put it to get your stuff. Now, I don't know without looking at it. You'd have to go look at your – I can tell you there's a con somehow that you don't really own it. I don't know how they do it in Oregon. By the way, I have a book. You might want to – if you're out of Oregon interested, I have a book, because Alaska's laws are based on Oregon, and I have an 1859 book that I tore apart that a guy gave me, and it's amazing. It shows the constitutional side of Oregon, and it shows the when they were taking over the commercial side in 1859.
Okay. I will. I'll send you an email and request that.
Do you have Skype?
I do not, but if it's a zip file, I can probably get it unzipped and take it down and have it printed up
and see if it'll pass. Yeah, send me. But anybody that contacts me, use IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com because the Ralph one is inundated with, I don't know, 500 of it's just the ad people just pound me with nonsense.
Sure. All right. So, thank you, Ralph, and I'll listen to you online.
Okay. So
have a good day.
Yeah. And for people that might not have got here, this is so important. What he was talking about. Let me bring that case up again because this explains just so much. But see, I'd like to get it in writing. I like to have these cases. They're telling us what they're doing. But it just takes a while. And like I say, this guy in Ohio gave me this case, and I couldn't believe it. I said, man, it's right there in black and white. They're doing it. This is, again, this is 7MD209, 1854 case. And they're talking about it. They're talking about the former act uses the word citizen. And that question is, does it mean only the class of persons who have all the rights of citizenship? Or does it include those who have a commercial domicile but have not political rights of citizens? There is a clearly recognized distinction between citizenship for commercial purposes and citizenship for political purposes. Really? Well, if you have no political purposes, you got no say-so. What the hell's going on? And since they did the 17th Amendment, where they got rid of the several states by just leaving out one word, they define state. So we have no senators from the several state legislatures. We have no citizens of the several states because by 1913 they had already got in there. So amazingly, what happens then? From 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest is, quote, United States, end quote. In 1913, it went to United States of America. Okay, well, let's put this together. I found 110 cases, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. That's coming from the Department of Justice. From 1913 on till today, in all the courts, lower courts, it's always United States of America. There's only two places they don't want to see that. Where would that be? It's in the Federal Court of Claims, Rule 4 and Rule 10, and in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. You will see occasional one up there, but they have a rule. We want to see United States, not United States of America. They don't say not United States. They just say it's United States. Because the Federal Court of Claims is an Article 1 bona fide, and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals is a bona fide Article 3. And they do things totally different in those courts. Yeah. So now let's go back, and let's do a little backfilling here on some of this stuff. This was an amazing case. This is 1922, and this is HEALD versus District of Columbia. We're in the matrix, folks. What we think we know is not so. They use the all caps name for the man's Lucifer side, or we use the upper lowercase proper name for the Christian, the creator side. Well, let's see what this case says. This was, I don't know if I did, I give the site or not. Let me go up. It's 259 U.S. 114, 259 U.S. 114, 1922 case. Finally, it is earnestly contended that the act is void because the subjects of the residents of the district to taxation without representation. They were complaining about taxation without representation if you're a citizen of the United States in D.C. Residents of the district lack the suffrage. Oh, my God! Residents of the district lack the suffrage and have politically no voice in the expenditure of the money raised by taxation. Money so raised is paid into the Treasury of the United States, where it is held, not as a separate fund for the district, but subject to the disposal of Congress like other revenues of federal taxation. There is no constitutional provision which so limits the power of Congress that taxes can be imposed only upon those that have political representation. Really? The cases are many in which the laws levying taxes for the support of the government of the district have been enforced during the period in which the residents have been without the right of suffrage, and they list six Supreme Court cases. You think it might be kind of like a precedence and well settled, as they say? Well, let's see if they've got citizens of the United States in the District of Columbia that have no right of suffrage. We got the 15th Amendment on the right to vote, but the right to vote doesn't do anything. It says that they can't have any discrimination getting into the building, but who's entitled? Got cases say the 15th Amendment does nothing. It just means that they can't discriminate on who shows up. Damn, we're getting into a heck of a problem here. Then we have, let's see. We have a very important case. Now, this guy was in Mexico. Old Mexico down there, not New Mexico. And this case is 265 U.S. 47. 265 U.S. 47, and it's Cook versus Tate. T-A-I-T. It's a 1924 case. So what are they talking about here? Now, this guy is in Old Mexico. And he's got a domicile there. What did they say? This is the last part of it. There's quite a few, but let's just say this last part of it here. In other words, the principle was declared that the government, by its very nature, benefits the citizen. If you are a citizen of the United States, you're being benefited by having Schumer, Pelosi, and all those other demons up there over you. So it says, by its very nature, benefits. And anytime, by the way, you accept a benefit, shut the hell up. Because you got no rights, no remedies, no constitutions. Benefits the citizen and is property wherever found. Oh, there's that word found. Ain't that nice? See, that's a commercial domicile. That's your commercial site, citizen of the United States. You have commercial property. You've got for under the UCC. And therefore has power to make the benefit complete. Absolutely true. Why do you think a Form 1040, you file that either under duress or you volunteer, the IRS has no obligation to you. But for the benefit, you are required to do that. Yep. And it goes on to say, and to express it another way, the basis of the power to tax was not and cannot be made dependent upon the citizen of the property, in all cases, it being in or out of the United States, nor was not and cannot be made dependent upon the domicile of the citizen. They're talking about citizen of the United States. That being in or out of the United States. So wherever you are, you're accepting the benefit, you're screwed. But upon his relation as citizen to the United States, and the relation of the latter to him as citizen. The consequence of the relations is that the native citizen who is taxed may have a domicile and the property from which his income is derived and may have citizens in a foreign country. And the tax be legal, the government having power to impose the tax. If you want the freaking benefit of this status, commercial status, no matter where you be. So that means no matter if I'm in North Carolina or Texas, and how do they pull that off? Well, first of all, they got to con and get us to volunteer. But you see, after they did the 1939 Public Salary Act, how do we get all these other people? Oh, let's do the Buck Act. Not going to work.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Well, we're back here. This is Ralph back again, and this is amazing. No matter where you're found, if you're going to get the benefit, you're screwed. Well, let's see then. Why did we need the Buck Act? Because, you see, if you're a state employee or a federal employee, that's in 26 U.S.C. 6331. That's the only people they can levy. You got to be an employee. Well, how do they get us? Oh, I know what they do. Here is United States versus Lewisburg Area School District. This was a 1976 case. It's 539 F, as in Frank, 2D, 301. 539 F, 2D, 301, 1976 case. The purpose of the Buck Act. This was in 19. They did the federal, the Public Salary Act in 1939. Well, then we can't let all of us slip out of this. So let's create the Buck Act, and we're going to have something called the federal area. We are deemed to be in the federal area if we can con us to be a citizen of the United States. Well, how does that work? In D.C., the District of Columbia, they use the D-40 form. They use the same 1040. They use the same W-2s, the same W-4s, the same 1099s. On and on. Everything is exactly for a citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia, and they have no authority to vote, quote, they have no suffrage to control what Congress does to them. Congress is at liberty to put any type of Internal Revenue Code tax that they choose. and the people that are being taxed have no say-so. Now, if the citizens of the United States are in D.C. or that, we're using all the same stuff. And obviously, when we step outside of D.C., we're still stuck because it's citizens of the United States, and we can't discriminate. Oh, my God, Al Schumer. Schumer would go mad. Pelosi, we're discriminating. Yay. I'm going to screw you with their own lies. But this case, the purpose of the Buck Act was to equalize liability for state income tax between officers and employees of the United States who reside within federal areas and those likewise identical situated who reside outside of a federal area. A federal area under the Buck Act is somebody that is deemed to be there. Deemed. You're deemed to be playing some character. Okay. And who became liable for the state tax by the passage of the Public Salary Act? Oh, there we are. It's been plain simple. They had to put around and have an act so they could tax each other. So obviously there's no law that says they have the authority to tax. Otherwise, why would it make a difference between whether you work for the feds or the state? Just a simple bit of logic there. And to equalize position between the federal employees who were residents of federal enclaves, all over which the United States had been granted exclusive jurisdictions, and those residing now in federal areas, over which the state, granting state, had retained concurrent jurisdiction for United States Code 105 through 110 sections. And 106A and 110 is the definitions that you go to. And 111. Isn't that special how they pulled this con off? So, and the only levy they can do under 26 United States Code, by the way, Title 26 is almost useless. They use the 1939 code. But anyway, it says there in under 26 USC, the levying and distraint to come and take your stuff is under 26 USC 6331, and it's only for the employees of the federal or state. And it ties straight into Subtitle C. And Subtitle C of Title 26, guess what? They can never issue a notice of deficiency. They have to give you what's called a actual notice of a notice of deficiency, which they almost never do, before they can do the assessment. And then they hook us. They move us down the road. Actual notice is not the filing of a lien. That's a constructive notice. Actual notice, they said, oh, by the way, we'll just, as long as we give actual notice in good faith, we mail it to some place where we think you are to be, quote, found. You will find that in the books and records and other stuff. The word found. Oh, finally starting to catch on. I knew there was something there about being found. And then we go to, interestingly enough, so we have federal areas and federal enclaves. One is federal enclaves in D.C. They're actually qualified electors in D.C. Out here, we're just citizens of the United States. We have to sign up for it. And we reside in a state. Reside means nothing. Smoke and mirrors. I can reside in all kinds of places. But if I want to have a commercial domicile, which they don't tell us that part, they leave that part out. It's amazing how these guys work. So now, let's see here. I wanted to find this other one because this other one is a killer case here. If we were really, this is just like the right to travel. There is no right to travel because the state owns the car. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here, and are you getting a little bit that we have a major problem in this country? This case here is United States versus Bagot, B-A-G-G-O-T. It's 463 U.S. 476, 463 U.S. 476, 1983 case, Supreme Court of the United States, one of the three constitutional courts left. This is on page 481. The IRS's decision is largely self-executing in the sense it has independent legal force of its own without requiring prior validation or enforcement by a court. Whoa. The IRS need never go into court to assess and collect the amount owed. It is empowered. Empowered now, with no public officers, no bonding, no nothing. They got rid of all that. It is empowered to collect the tax by non-judicial means, such as levy on the property and or salary, and they cite 26 U.S.C. 6331, 6332. That is for the people that are, quote, government state workers, federal state, without having to prove to a court the validity of the underlying tax liability. What the heck? Oh, we don't have to prove. We just say, hey, you know what, Ralph, we like your property over there, so we're just going to start sending you to this nonsense. What am I going to do? I'm going to fight this. What the heck? You say, man, this isn't right. You're going to put me out of house and home. But, of course, I don't really own the property in reality, at least in Alaska and many other places. I have a commercial domicile as a citizen of the United States. I'm under the absolute plenary power of Congress. I have no right, by the way, that they have ruled in the District of Columbia. You have no right to a constitutional Article III court in D.C. And if you're a citizen of the United States, you have no right outside. That's why they had to change the courts in 1948 from the District Court of the United States, which was the only constitutional federal court, to United States District Court, that it says in 28 U.S.C. 132, exercises judicial power of a district court, not of the United States. And it may be done by a single judge. Definition, that is the definition of a star chamber. That is the definition of what's called an inquisitor that does law and fact. Go look at your judicial code in your states or the feds. He does whatever he wants. He's not bound by a damn thing. And they use the old star chamber. Cruel trilemma. Number one, confess, you sinner, you confess. And they get your confession by several means, usually by deposing you off premise in federal courts. You get your confess, so people lose their property if you choose to challenge them in the United States District Court with no sworn testimony. They always, in these things, have a declaration with a public record. And if you don't know enough to get around and challenge all that each and every, you have even zero chance. They just play with you. All of a sudden, you have a summary judgment. You say, what the hell happened? Nobody even testified. Continuing on here. Of course, the matter may end up in court if Baggert chooses to take it there, but that possibility does not negate the fact that the primary use to which the IRS proposes to put the materials it seeks is an extrajudicial on, one, the assessment of a tax deficiency by the IRS. They don't have to validate anything. They say, Ralph, I think you owe about $1 million. Yay! What a deal! Wouldn't you like to do that? Where do they get the power? Because in commerce, it's a service. Now, I was on the farm, and there was animals servicing other animals, if you get my means, being screwed. We're being screwed. I guarantee you. Independent legal force of its own. The IRS doesn't even freaking exist. There are no public officers. They're all flunkies. They carry no bond. They got rid of that in the 1970s. They're just flunkies working for Congress, which is a sovereign body politic. United States of America is a sovereign body politic when you go to court. And then you go to court, and the courts say, oh, no, no, United States and United States of America are all the same thing. Oh, really? I think not. It's the Constitution for the United States of America. Now, what people don't realize is in the Constitution of the United States, there actually is a President of the United States of America, which did not exist because the Constitution of the United States created three separate branches of government and a President of the United States. But also, there was no executive under the Articles of Confederation for territories and possessions, which the President of the United States of America is over. So, territories, possessions, there is a President of the United States of America, and there's also a President of the United States. But they had to put a President of the United States of America. Because, you see, when Congress, it says Congress, United States of America, assembled. Well, when they assemble, they're supposed to be making statutes of the United States and laws of the United States under Article 6. Well, of course, in 71, they got around and be it further enacted. They took that out of the... This starts off with it and be further enacted for every section. They took that out. And then in the 1900s, it was statutes of the United States at the beginning of the statute books. Then all of a sudden we see statutes of the United States and we see laws of the United States of America. Then pretty soon we see the only laws of the United States of America. Then we see the public law nonsense, and that's all we have today, PL. They did a transition. Public law is not general law. It's for citizens of the United States and operating in your commercial domicile. How did they pull this freaking thing off? They started back with the Civil War. And today, all we have is they're legislating for citizens of the United States. Well, don't we still have the right to be a citizen of one of the several states? Absolutely. Crooksand and Slaughterhouse say so. But they've conned us because everything is all, everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. I'm a 14th Amendment citizen. No, you're not. If you understand what it is, you number one have to put in the public record who you are, which I'm going to be with all this extra stuff. I know the reason why I don't get something done because there's always something coming. To be a citizen of one of the several states, domiciled there. And I'm going to put your name in all quotation marks, and I'm also going to bring out I have no commercial domicile as a citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment. You can go to H-E-L-L. I am exercising my political rights, and you must then also try to vote as a citizen of one of the states, several states. Whether they give it to you or not, it's irrelevant. I'm trying to get this all collated. It's almost like a book. I've covered so much. I mean, anybody listening is probably going to be confused, but I got to keep moving forward with this stuff, and it takes a while. I can't stay on the same thing at the third grade level. I want to bring new information in, and you can download this stuff on the archives, listen to it, or I answer questions at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. I try to get back to everybody. If you have an interest, I want to get you the stuff. But you got to ask for it. You aren't automatically there. Someday I'm going to get a home page yet. God, I've been saying that for over a year. But I've got three cases. We got the habeas corpus for Richard Rappert, which now, by the way, has amended and we're going to see what they do. We have the case of Mooney in Minnesota, which they said they're going to move him out. With this crazy judge up there, Nelson, the same one that screwed over Thornton, John Thornton, that says United States of America, all the same thing. And she had a dismiss with prejudice. 3 months later, the DOJ leans on her, the attorney, in an ex parte email instead of in the record. And she has an epiphany. Oh, I've ruled wrong. Well, it's in the Eighth Circuit, but we got to try to get that into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals or sue her, or there's several things we can do. There's a lot of things. I'm trying to get this all together. Mark in Florida, question or comment? Mark.
Yeah, Ralph. I was. You mentioned domicile, and now that kind of threw me off a little bit. Is domicile necessarily a commercial term? If I claim domicile?
No, you have one domicile. You can have a lot of residences type thing. And if you have true citizenship, you have your pure citizenship, you have political and civil rights, which could coincide with a commercial domicile if you're doing a business. But those things can all be different. You can have a domicile here and a resident over here and a commercial domicile in someplace else. And that's in this case, too, by the way. They're all different. Normally, we think if I am domiciled in Florida as a citizen of Florida and I have a business there, I have a commercial domicile there, my business, which might be slightly different than my domicile, but I have political rights and I have civil rights. I can vote for a constitutional government and all that. But the thing is, what they have done is separated us out into strictly a commercial domicile as a citizen of the United States, put us into the UCC, which now makes it very important. I'm going to go back and revisit the UCC ones, because when I had that, the IRS never touched me. I didn't get one letter. And now the all cap guy, I captured him under the UCC-1. I said, hey, I'm the other guy on the other side, and this guy owes me. So now it's giving more validity to a UCC-1 and also the birth certificates that are in all caps. It's just amazing. It's there's two of us. There's the all caps, the fictional side under man's law, and then there is the constitutional side under inalienable rights. And boy, it is a it takes some thought processes to think about this when you're doing this. I guarantee you. Okay.
Hi there.
Oh, okay. I thought I was talking to Mark in Florida. Wait a minute.
This is Mark in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Well, did Mark in Florida, did you go away?
No, I got it, Ralph. Thank you. I'll hang up.
Oh, okay. Well, we got two Marks here. Okay, we got another Mark in Florida or Mark in Georgia?
Georgia, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got...
And I hear an echo.
Okay, we got a little mixed up here in our chat. We got too many Marks here. Okay, got to keep the Marks straight.
Oh, well, the Marx Brothers, yeah. Not with an... Well, Groucho Marx, kind of Marx Brothers, but not the Karl Marx type. Anyway...
Right. Right.
Yeah, I was wondering, so you know about this guy, Schaefer Cox. You understand he's up there in Alaska as well, correct?
Yep.
And so the thing that concerns me is it seems like when somebody's in that predicament, the only thing that can really get him, he can't do anything judicially to get himself extracted from that situation. I was watching this high-impact flicks where this guy was explaining that on TED Talks they had a thing about these special CMU prisons that were not required to meet some kind of federal standards, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? And it concerns me when a government can lock people up for telling the truth as being a crime, like I tried to tell Barry Loudermilk, you say you're with the party of Lincoln, well, Lincoln locked up 12,000 people like me for telling the truth. You know, there was no rebellion. The South had legitimate grievances that we'd been trying to settle peaceably for 20 years, and we left peaceably, and you idiots invaded us. So, anyway, the thing is there really any kind of remedy? Because
yes.
Somebody was telling me that...
there is.
So your website,
okay, let me stop you right there. I know who Schaefer Cox is.
Yes.
He got arrogant. First thing you got to remember in this business, do not think you know everything that's going on. I see so many people in this, just like Ed Waller. I talked to him that got the tongue out, McAlpine, James McAlpine. Arrogance. Brown, IRS, that was back there. Arrogant guy. I don't have anything to do with it. They think they know all the answers. Anytime you think you know all the answers, you're going to lose. Because I guarantee you,
okay.
I've been doing this a long damn time, and I keep finding things that I don't know. And
yeah.
You have to be careful for the things you think you know that's not so. And you got to put your pride and arrogance, and you got to hold one thing true. Wherever the truth goes, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
And
I know this whole thing about statutory jurisdiction is a euphemism for admiralty, and
well,
they don't
the bottom
want to
line
admit
is,
that.
If you really want to get down to it, everybody. I could put together enough stuff in Alaska, a habeas corpus, to put it over here at a jail, and I could screw up that jail unbelievable. Because
you mean by getting people who belong there in, right?
Well, the thing is, it covers everybody. And I get calls occasionally from these guys, and I don't get involved in these drug issues or all this other nonsense. I don't have time for it. First, because every case is, until I get this all together, I'm assembling it. But everybody in jail is there unconstitutionally if they knew how to fight it. Now, that's a pretty broad statement, you think?
Well, I was listening to this guy.
The thing is, I don't want all these people running around out here. I don't want all them frickin' illegals. They come across, they're all citizens of the United States. They have a commercial existence, but they don't have political rights. But then we don't have elections for anybody with political rights because you got to be a citizen of the United States. You can't make this stuff up. It could be this crazy.
It is patently insane, because the thing I'm looking at is I'm in the GOP process. I'm, you know, I went to the most recent convention, a county convention. The next is the district and then the state. And the thing that concerns me is I want to get Socratic with these people. I want to challenge them to think and question, why do you people believe we have a republic just because, yes, we have the outward trappings of a representative form of government. And you are, no offense, I'm trying to challenge you people to think. If you think that that by itself means we have a republic, then you're ill-educated. Sounds like you're fixing to take a break here.
That's fine. Hold on if you want to. Got a question. We'll go to break.
I will. Standing by.
Okay.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here. Are you still there, Mark?
Yes, I am. Just a moment to get back into. I got Bluetooth in the car, so I was trying to. I just arrived at this place, and anyway, hold on a second. Off of the Bluetooth, you can hear me better now, right?
I can. Yep, I have Bluetooth in my hearing aids, and when I use my Bluetooth mic, it's a heck of a lot better. Go ahead. Put your question in front.
Well,
I forget what we're talking about here now.
Yeah, because the thing is, there's a popular misconception, especially among the GOP, that a republic means we vote for people who claim to represent us. And I'm like, but I've looked long and hard at the issue that neither of these two dominant parties that the founders warned us against having
two dominant parties that collude to obstruct competition.
Okay, let me stop you right there. The bottom line is the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 is the thing that gets them, because under that there are no elections for any state officers, and the ones that are for the citizen of the United States have no political rights. Now, that creates a freaking problem. That's why when I found the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, when I was looking up the driver's license, I saw our driver's license goes directly to the National Voter Registration Act. I says, why the hell is that? What's that got to do with driver's license? It's because I am in commerce.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that we've had a system that doesn't care about, it cares about the appearance of right and wrong. It doesn't care about the substance of right and wrong.
But because, a citizen of the United States has no political rights. You have no control over the Internal Revenue Code. If you want the benefit, that Congress is, for that benefit, they have plenary power to put away any freaking tax they can get away with. You have no right as a citizen of the United States to a constitutional court.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up.
Well, the thing is that basically one thing I have strenuous objection to is that a judge can lock somebody up, call it contempt of court, when all a person is like a few years ago, I just told the judge the vehicle I was navigating or driving was mechanically incapable of going as fast as a revenue. I didn't call him a revenue ranger.
But you have to understand that judge is not a constitutional judge. He is a star chamber court. He's using the cruel trilemma. There are three parts. We are going to get around and screw you to get you confessed. Number two, it's going to be under the penalties of perjury. And the third one is we're going to find you a contempt of court, or we take your stuff because you have no right to own property.
Yeah, we are property as far as they're concerned. And to the best of my knowledge,
we're operating as a commercial entity in
commerce. Fundamentally, the problem is that not only are corporations were deemed to have the rights of people, and people are considered corporations, because that's the thing.
That's not true. That's not true.
I know that a legal fiction
is a person in commerce. A citizen of the United States, if I claim I am in commerce, but they're not saying that I am a commercial, but if they create that statutory citizen of the United States, and they can control what it can and cannot do. The same thing when they create a statutory corporation. They always have to do it statutorily. They can create what that corporation can and cannot do. We're not a corporation. We are a statutory creation, and that is done in 14 Stat 27, 1866. Still exists. Go ahead.
Well, like I say, the thing is that, the question is how to navigate it where that's one thing. I'll look up the name. That's Alaska Minuteman at what server?
Well, I don't have domain? A homepage. If you want to get my stuff, you have to email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And if you want to get on if you want the stuff today, just email me. I'll send it. But if you want to get on my list, it's $250 postal money order, or preferably Walmart. And I will see, email me, and I'll show you how to do it. And you get all this stuff. I answer questions, anything I can do to help people learn to fight Lucifer. It's pure evil. I got so much stuff anymore. I'm trying to get it assembled in a manner that people can understand with a one line.
Sounds like a commercial coming up here.
I think we're out of bit time here. Yep. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. And as always, say on my show, what's up for the federales are everywhere. And God willing, we'll see you next Sunday.
Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.